It's now time for On the Line with Cheryl Wilkerson. The conversation will range from local dialogue to international. This show is meant to enlighten, inform, and to inspire. On the Line with Cheryl Wilkerson begins now.
Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm your host, Cheryl Wilkerson. Thank you for joining me on this Sunday morning. How was last week? I'm hoping that the week ahead of us is going to be a great one for you. I'm going to do my part to make sure that the week gets started right for you. I've got guests coming your way today, and we're going to start out with a young lady who's doing some heavy lifting here in Hampton Roads. Michelle Simmons is the executive director of the American Heart Association of Hampton Roads. And to me, that just sounds like you've got a lot of responsibilities. Welcome to On the Line, Michelle.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No worries at all. So, is that job as daunting as I perceive it to be?
Okay. Well, I will say this. It might be daunting. It is a lot of work, but it is very rewarding. Mm-hmm. And so I don't necessarily look at it as part work. It takes a lot. We just have a lot of moving pieces here in Hampton Roads. But it's so rewarding that I actually take it as an honor to be able to be the executive director and to have an impact here in Hampton Roads.
I like that. And just quickly, how does one prepare themselves to be an executive director of such an organization as yours? What courses would they take in school? Would they go get their master's? How do you prepare for such a job?
Well, I can talk about my journey a little bit. And so I have a background in, my undergrad is in communications, and so journalism in particular, but I didn't end up going and working in that field. I ended up working for the National Institutes of Health in Maryland. Mm. And then I got into sales, believe it or not. So I was in sales, a sales background. And so in the midst of that, I decided, like, what is it that I'm truly passionate about? And I really thought long and hard, and it was people and helping people in disparities and rural health. And so I went back and got my master's in public health as well as health communication. And so I thought, well, where could I work with the background like that now that I have this degree? Mm-hmm. And did some research into the American Heart Association, as I had a parent who was suffering from some long-term stroke effects. And so that's what brought me to the American Heart Association, just looking up information to see what was out there. And so I started in our community impact and development side of the house, and have since then worked my way up. So your path can look different. My path was a kind of a little bit all over, but it has that background in some sales, background in public health, background in writing. But everybody's path is going to look different.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the American Heart Association. What is the goal? What is the mission?
Sure. So our mission is to be a relentless force for a world of healthier lives. And then as we are going into, you know, our second century, you know, we're looking at it with a lens of bold hearts. And so, you know, we've been around 100 years doing some life-saving work, but we know that there's more to be done. And so, you know, we are as we go into the second century, you know, our future is about improving the lives of others. So that is what we are all about.
Wow. Wow. How long has the organization been around?
100 years. So we will be celebrating on June 10th, 2024. We are celebrating 100 years. So this is our centennial celebration coming up. So not many organizations can say they've been around, you know, 100 years. And so we are going to be celebrating 100 years of progress and research. And, you know, we came from humble beginnings and the work that we've been able to accomplish in 100 years.
Yeah, Sentinel, that's very impressive right there.
Thank you.
So you service all of the Hampton Roads area?
Yes, yep, all of Hampton Roads, so the seven cities, but then the outliers as well, so the Eastern Shore, Southampton County, we go all the way as far as Williamsburg, and then there's a different leader in the Richmond area, so that's where kind of our markets change over. But yes, all of this area is it's an extensive area.
Mm-hmm. It is. Who needs you? Who is your typical, I don't know if you call them client or person that you help? Who needs you?
So that's an interesting question. So that would be everybody.
And okay.
So what I mean by that is, you know, the stats are alarming in that 1 in 3 people will lose their life from heart disease or stroke or effects of that. And so we are serving everyone. And so, you know, our priority areas specifically are this year are around CPR and AED training, blood pressure, hypertension awareness, and tobacco and vaping, and then is specifically reducing women's risk. But our clientele is everyone, because everyone is at risk for heart disease or stroke. And so this year, though, we are really focused on CPR. And so we want one person in every household in Hampton Roads to know hands-only CPR. And that's a huge undertaking, but that is so important. And why we say that is, if you were to go down right now in your home or somewhere and did not receive CPR, within those first few minutes of not having any oxygen flowing, your chances of survival are reduced significantly. And so that CPR is what gives you a chance. It gives you a fighting chance to be able to get to the hospital. You know, we normally can restart your heart and get your heart back going. But if there is no oxygen flowing there, it's going to be very difficult to bring you back. And so we really want people to be empowered to do something, especially in our Black and brown communities where we see the biggest disparities in CPR.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, I understand in the upcoming weeks, ladies probably want to be out here looking for a new ball gown, and the men probably want to be looking for a nice new suit. Why is that?
That is because we have our Heart and Stroke Ball coming up, and so this is our annual gala. This year we'll be celebrating on May 17th. At the Virginia Beach Oceanfront at the Marriott there. I'm very excited to bring together the community leaders, our sponsors. And like I said, we are celebrating 100 years. So this is a birthday bash. So we're having a Bold Hearts birthday bash. And so we're just excited to celebrate what we've been able to accomplish here in Hampton Roads, but also as an organization, what we've been able to accomplish over the last 100 years.
And can you tell us previous balls, what the night is like, what one can expect when they go?
Sure. And so just this year, a lot of excitement. In years past, you know, we've had music, but this year we're just upping it. So we've got a live musician and singer and band. We've got a DJ, and our pre-function, we'll have cocktail hour. We're going to have birthday games. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have a lovely sit-down dinner. We're going to have lots of fun on the inside. I can't tell you all the surprises. We'll have a very impactful story that really highlights our mission. We're going to have dancing and all kinds of things. And so it's just going to be a very fun, it's going to be a party with a purpose. Is the best way to say it. And so we wanted to have that birthday feeling, but also that people understand, you know, this is for, we're celebrating the work that we've done all year. And so we're not just having a party. We are celebrating what we've been able to accomplish with our sponsors, with our donors throughout this year. And this is just the time that we come together to say, you know, great work, and just to thank those that have come alongside of us.
Makes complete sense. Tell people how they can buy tickets.
Sure. And so we are getting into crunch time to buy tickets. So the best way right now is going to be to go to HamptonRoadsHeartBall.org. And then you can also reach out specifically to the director of that. And her name is Laura Bynum. You can go Laura.Bynum, that's B-Y-N-U-M. At heart.org. I would reach out to her specifically as well, just because we are getting into crunch time, and she can just help you streamline that process.
makes sense. Thank you for all that you are doing throughout Hampton Roads. Thank you. Just thank you for caring about people. We need that so much today.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I really appreciate that.
All right, Miss Michelle Simmons, she is the executive director of the American Heart Association of Hampton Roads. Meet her at the Heart Ball. It's coming up. What's the date once more?
May 17th.
Meet her at the Heart Ball. You don't even have to wear red, but you probably should wear red, right?
It's not a requirement, but we'll always take red.
You'll be coordinated. Thank you so much. Don't be a stranger. Welcome back to On the Line on this Sunday morning. Well, you know, sometimes the things work out with the guests and sometimes things don't work out with the guests. But no fear, no fear. We won't worry about it. I want to thank you for joining me on this Sunday morning for On the Line. What I'll do is I think I'll go over some news stories that you may have seen or you may have missed, just so you will be in the know. Always want you to be in the know. The Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, they have a new online exhibition. It's called Jesus, Hair Like Wool. Again, it's a digital showcase. It's going to explore the historical and the contemporary ways that Black figures have been depicted in American religion and popular culture. So that sounds like it should be interesting. One of the highlights is the exhibition of a 3D rendering of The Last Summer. It's by sculptor Achille Ron Anderson. So I read it said it was created originally back in 1982, and then it went through what they called a fascinating rediscovery in 2019 because they found it behind a temporary wall. This was at a former church building in Washington, D.C. So the exhibition goes beyond traditional religious figures that you would think of. It also includes figures such as Father Divine, Sweet Daddy Grace, Prophet Noble Drew Ali, Marcus Garvey, and Martin Luther King Jr. So you can check that out. Man, I tell you, I have only been to the museum once, again, the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. I'm dying to go again, and it's just so much. I could go every day, really, and learn something, right? Put that on your list, maybe the bucket list for the summertime coming up. All right, now we will go to the world of entertainment because there is a show that's coming up on Hulu you might be interested in. It's starring Lawrence Fishburne, and it is like Hulu, like I said. It's talking about the Donald Sterling scandal. It's called Clipped. The trailer came out this week. And the trailer, like I said, Lawrence Fishburne is in it, portrays Doc Rivers at a time when Donald Sterling, you know, do you remember this story? When Donald Sterling became infamous for his offhand racist comments about Black people and it was caught on tape. Remember that? And he was the owner of the Clippers, and this was back in 2013. And they caught, I think the owner, Donald Sterling, was in a fight with his wife, and I think the mistress is the one that released the tapes, if I have that story right. So there's a whole story that Hulu has done about this. You can check it out. It's going to premiere on June the 4th on Hulu, back-to-back episodes. So this is Cheryl. When I watch something, I just want to watch it. I just want to watch it straight through. I don't want episodes. I don't sit there and just watch episodes back to back. I want like a movie or a documentary that does not come in series. Now, I understand why they do it and everything, but just not my cup of tea. And usually when I see something and it's a series, I'm like, I'm not going to sit there and watch all of that. So I don't know. I remember listening to it. They did a 30 for 30 ESPN 30 for 30 podcast. It was called The Sterling Affairs. And, you know, I do a lot of driving, so that kept me captivated while I was driving the car. But as for TV and just sitting there watching, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen for me, but it could happen for you. Again, it's called Clipped, and it will premiere in June. Okay. Want to thank Gaylene Connoyton. Everybody knows Gaylene, but I was scrolling on social media and I saw where she posted an article, and I am sharing this because recently a lot of sororities and fraternities, their lines went over. And because Macy's has their eye on the sororities and the fraternities, the Divine Nine as they're known, they have come out with a new menswear collection, and they have a partnership actually with the National Panhell Council. So that's pretty good. The unveiling of Macy's latest Divine Nine menswear marks a moment in fashion intersecting with cultural heritage. It's going to be released May 1 this week. It was released, right? Rolling out through July. So they say the collection celebrates style and it pays homage to the profound legacy of the National Pan-Hellenic Council, which has been a cornerstone of Black collegiate life since the 1930s. So they have the suits for all of the fraternities, and the pictures I saw, they were looking pretty good. So you have to go in there and see if it's something that you want to support. Macy's seeing the black dollar, trying to be inclusive, they would say. So you might want to check that out and see about it. Disturbing news. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? And you all know, well, some of you may not know, but every morning, Monday through Friday, I get up and I have a little news group. And so I scour stories from all over reputable websites and I post them. I don't do videos, you all. I'm sorry. I'm just not the video kind of girl. But I post actual news stories that you would have to read, right? And the stories, every day, it's something that makes you shake your head and say, this is 2024? Really? This story I'm sharing with you is coming from Black Information Network. Black mayor receives news threatening note amid re-election bid. So a Texas mayor received a threatening package as he seeks re-election. On Tuesday, April 23rd, Ocala, Texas Mayor Fred Burton was sent a package containing a noose and a note warning him to cancel his re-election bid. The police department shared images of the package on social media. Get out of the race now. That's what the type letter said. The letter arrived with a noose in an envelope, and of course, it was addressed to Mr. Burton. So the police department, they say they are treating the incident with the, quote, utmost seriousness, end quote, noting that the FBI is also assisting in the investigation. And the police chief actually did go on to say that they found several inconsistencies with the package. It had a missing postmark. There was misspelling of names of Scranton, PA, and it was confirmed to have been delivered by UPS, and so they think it's a credible threat. Burton was elected to his second term as mayor in November 2020, reportedly spent about $7,500 of public funds for a private investigator to follow a council member and her family. The city is about 2,000 people, and Burton also caught heat when he shared a video in a private Facebook group of a campaign flyer for mayoral candidate Vita Williams being set on fire. They later took that video down. What are you all doing? Why do you have time for all this foolishness? And then you wonder why kids are out here wiling? They are watching adults. And adults, many times, are not watching children. I don't want to have to go off on that this morning, right? You probably heard this week that the Biden administration is trying to reclassify marijuana, trying to make it a lower risk substance, whatever that means. I remember reading that they said that they want to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2 drug, and that would ease federal restrictions on the substance. And, you know, actually, they say it could be a historic move to acknowledge the medical benefits of marijuana, and it also carries some pretty big implications for the industry at large. So that's what the Biden administration is working on. I don't know if you all know this, but in Virginia, the mail system is horrible. In Richmond, a couple of months ago, they had people, postal workers, that had stolen mail. They found it in their apartment, just taking mail for years. I mean, a whole lot of mail, right? Mail not getting delivered. The mail people that are out here working, sometimes they'll come by your mailbox at 10 o'clock at night. You know, they got this new postmaster general, and his idea was to have a central regional hub. And the first place they did that was Richmond. Well, it's Sandston, Virginia. People are just complaining about not getting their mail, and everybody isn't at the same place at the same time. So you have some seniors that they may not be into going digital. They might just believe in putting a good old check in the mail. And they should be able to do that, right? Well, the Postal Service is a mess, so much so that I know I've been reading for months that lawmakers such as Tim Kaine, Jennifer McClellan, they have been asking the postmaster for a sit-down, a meeting, a face-to-face. What's going on? We want to know. Our constituents are contacting us. They're upset. We're not getting mail. What's going on? twice those meetings were canceled. Well, this week, or this past week, last week I should say now, today is Sunday, the Postmaster General finally met with some Virginia lawmakers and he addressed the mail delivery across the state. So they ran an audit. Did you all know this? The audit shows that Virginia now has the worst on-time mail delivery in the entire nation. Virginia has the worst on-time mail delivery in the nation. So they say the meeting was productive, but they're going to meet with Postmaster General Louis DeJoy again in 2 months. And they need to. Absolutely ridiculous. In federal court this week, a federal court blocked Louisiana from using the state's new congressional map for this year's elections. So you might have been keeping up with this. They redrew the maps. And the map they redrew was designed to create a second majority black district. So that is the map they were going to use going into the upcoming elections. But last week, a federal court says, oh, no, 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 you're not going to use that map. Why can't we use that map? Oh, the judges said you can't use that map because it did not meet equal protection clause requirements, according to the court. You know, when I read stories like this, I think of Fannie Lou Hamer. And when she said, I get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you can understand what she meant. It makes so much sense because it seems like on every front, you've always got to fight, right? They just struck down this newly drawn congressional map and no, you just can't use that. So what's going to happen next? Are there going to be people that are going to make a lawsuit, go into court and say, you know, they appeal that ruling? Because like I said, this new congressional district map would have given Louisiana a second majority black House district. So math is math. That's what you would think, right? Math is math. Because that's what electoral races are. Math. Math is math. So you would think that it would be easy to decide these court cases because when you look at the numbers, you look at the numbers, the populace, you look at the numbers of representatives, you would understand how the maps should be drawn. It's just so disheartening to have a piece of paper called the Constitution that says that you have the right to vote. And it seems like every turn you make, your voting is trying to be diluted or deleted. Want to tell you ladies, well, I'm telling the men as well. Want to tell you ladies, last week it came out once again, mammograms. Your mammograms, you should start at age 40. Breast cancer rates are rising. Don't you sit and think why are rates rising for all diseases? Just about, you can name just about any disease. Why are more and more people getting sick? But then when you read stories about how they put all these forever chemicals in your makeup, ladies, in your Band-Aids, you go, oh, you know, your child fell down and needs a Band-Aid. You go to the Band-Aid, you're thinking it's just a Band-Aid. Oh, it's got forever chemicals in it. Yes, they stay with you forever. That's why they're named that. Why are little particles of rice filled with plastic? Why is plastic in your laundry detergent? It's a wonder all of us aren't sick. But ladies, regular mammograms to screen for breast cancer should start younger. Start at age 40. Women ages 40 to 74 should get screened, excuse me, every other year. So before they were saying, you know, you could be a bit older, start at age 50. Don't do that. Start at age 40. And men, likewise, take care of yourselves. So men, if you have to make the appointments for your ladies, do so. Ladies, if you have to make the appointments for your men's, for your men, do so. I have a friend of mine that works in healthcare, insurance, I should say. And that person was pointing out to me, he said, among the races, he said, among the Caucasian race, they go to the doctor for everything, even preventative medicine. Like, okay, doctor, I'm 60 years old. I never had any problems with my heart, but take a look at my heart. How is it looking? Is everything okay? Preventative. And of course, that makes a big deal, especially if you're in the early stages of getting some kind of illness, right? So just take that bit of advice. Like I said, it's the person who works in health and insurance industry, and you know, they work closely with doctors and know what's going on. So you got to take care of yourselves out here because they're out to get us, y'all. They're trying to kill us, trying to bring us down. Good news coming from the National Park Service. National Park Service has awarded almost $24 million to preserve an African-American civil rights history. How can I say it? It's broken down. It's 39 projects, and it's in 16 states and the District of Columbia. So this grant money is going to support, they're going to preserve these historic places. I'm talking places like the Harriet Tubman YMCA, the Louis Armstrong House. What else did I read? The African-American Recreational Tourism and the Negro Motorist Green Book in Michigan. So again, that's $24 million going to these African-American civil rights projects. They should get the money they need to help them preserve the history, our history. So that was nice to read this week. And let me tell you, I look for good things to read because as reading as much as I do, I find plenty of bad stuff to read about. Yeah, take your children. Summer vacation's coming up right around the corner. Wouldn't it be really cool to take them to some of these places? I went to Hitsville back in, when was that? November? Yeah, November. I had never been there before. I want to go again. So anybody hit me up for that. I'll tell you something else I want too. I want Brittany Griner's book. She came out with that new book. She had an interview with Robin Roberts last week. I missed the interview, but I want to read that book. I am just so intrigued by that whole being held in Russia. I can't imagine. And so I told you, I learned things through reading the book. So I want to read that book and see how she survived that. All right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, this is going to go on forever. Making her move, trying to get rid of the House Speaker Mike Johnson, even though he's a Republican just like her. Democrats last week saying they're going to protect Johnson. How many times is she going to pull this? Why do they let her run the party? What is anybody about the people? I'm telling you right now, don't just give anybody your vote. You go and you make sure that whomever is on the ballot that wants your vote, that will take up your time and your money with their campaign appeals, make sure they are worthy of your vote. Do your homework, please. Just do your homework. Don't let these nuts, I said it, don't let these nuts take control. And I know you got other things to do, but please just try and stay on top of that. Okay. All right. Sunday morning. What do you have planned today? I'm going to take it easy today. You know, I'd said this before, but anytime you have the students in the studio with you in the morning talking about how fast time is going, I'm trying to figure what is that all about? Because when I was in my early 20s, I was not sitting there thinking, oh, time is going by so fast. But this past week, one of the students said to me, July seemed to be just like 2 weeks. And that was it. And then it was on to, July, listen to me. April was just about 2 weeks. And now it's already May. That's what a student said. So you know what? None of us are promised. Go out here, live your best life, be kind, don't hurt anybody. You know, just be a good person. Just try and be a good person and help somebody along the way so your living will not be in vain. Thank you for talking to me this morning. I hope you were talking through the radio while I was talking to you. You know, some feedback. Cheryl Wilkerson. Look, I'm getting out of here, you all. Have a wonderful day. As always, behold the green and gold.